This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. Volunteerism is important to communities, and over 20 organizations in Jonesboro benefit from the work of Volunteer ASU. A relatively new organization, Volunteer ASU sends students to help with different service projects, as well as to help with different organizations, such as the American Red Cross, Big Brothers Big Sisters, East Arkansas Area Agency on Aging, Helping Neighbors Food Pantry, and much more. Coordinator of Student Services Jody Cherry heads up Volunteer ASU in Jonesboro.
Volunteer ASU has four main events, signature events, that we sponsor. Those are an alternative spring break, a day of service, the blood drive, and a volunteer fair. Those are our four key events that happen every year. In addition, we partner with a lot of the nonprofits in the city, and we help them on an as-needs basis. So anytime they have an event or a need where they need volunteers, that's when we kind of step in and pretty much do whatever they need us to do.
And Cherry says there are a lot of students who are participating on the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State University.
We have a council of 12 students who each have a very important role for Volunteer ASU. They're the students that sort of provide leadership for the council and just sort of dictate what Volunteer ASU does. In addition to those 12, we have volunteers that sign up through our office. It would be hard to put a count on total number of volunteers. We have definitely stimulated over $50,000 worth of economic impact in the city of Jonesboro since the program began. Basically, that number is calculated by the number of volunteer hours times the national rate of how much it would have cost if the company had to hire someone to do the job that the volunteers did. So I would say for sure over 500 volunteers, different student volunteers, have volunteered with us.
According to Cherry, one of the main purposes of the program is to get students to become mindful of service in their communities.
It's our slogan, is to make a statement. We feel like the best way to make a statement in the community and on the ASU campus is through service and volunteering. The main purpose of this program is to create a culture on the campus of ASU, just to teach students and instill in them to be service-minded global citizens who, once they graduate, they're going to focus their energy and time into on impacting our community. And that's such an important thing, and that's really the overall arching goal that we're trying to achieve here, is just to instill service in the minds of our students.
We talked to several students who are part of Volunteer ASU. Becca Hickman is a student engagement chair on Volunteer ASU and is a senior at Arkansas State University majoring in public relations. Hickman tells what has been her favorite project so far.
My favorite this semester has been the Miracle Rodeo, and we worked with children and older people who have handicaps and disabilities and provided them with a fun day where they could just be themselves and enjoy themselves. And I also really enjoyed this past week. We worked with the food bank to form a can drive on campus, and I really enjoyed that as well.
And she tells about the rodeo.
The Miracle Rodeo, I kind of headed the event for Volunteer ASU and for ASU campus. And what we did, we had a little over 100 ASU students come in, and we each individually partnered with a person, a participant for the day, and we took them around, and we had a petting zoo. They could ride horses. They had balloon animals, karaoke, and they just got the opportunity to experience the rodeo kind of setting. And for that day, their disabilities didn't matter. They were just a kid. They got to have all sorts of fun, and that was wonderful, especially to see all the other ASU students interacting with these people. It's really great to see the kind hearts of our students on campus.
And Hickman tells where the children came from.
They came from different schools in the area, as well as Focus Incorporated and Abilities Unlimited. They used some of their clientele and sent them in.
I bet that was a great day.
It really was. I actually work with Focus Incorporated right now, so it was great to see other students and children that I'm familiar with come in and have the time of their lives.
What was the age range for the children?
I think that the age, they started around 3 or 4, and it even went up through adults. There were 50 and 60-year-olds there participating, too.
Another project that Volunteer ASU participates in is the American Red Cross Blood Drives on campus. Michaela Bell is a sophomore pre-med biology major at Arkansas State University.
The blood drive, the Red Cross They come up with a goal, and we just try to meet that. And we meet that through advertising. We have one of the main ways we advertise is through our Facebook account, which is Volunteer ASU. You should definitely go on and like our page. Another way that we recruit is through flyers around campus, just getting the word out, word of mouth as well. And basically, we just inform the people that donating isn't as bad as it is. It helps people, it saves lives, and we really would like for people to donate.
Bell tells when the blood drives are held on the ASU Jonesboro campus.
There's two held in the fall. There's the mini drive, which we had August 29th, and then there was a two-day blood drive that we had in October, and that, and in both of those goals, we reached our, in both of those drives, we reached our goals, and we also have one in the spring. And for the total in October, our goal was 188, but our count was 188, but our goal was actually 100. So we're really excited about that. We exceeded our goal, and we just hope to do the same in the spring.
And Belle tells about another service project she participated with.
One of the recent activities that we went to was the Salvation Army, and there we fed the homeless, and I know the people who received the food benefited, but I also benefited as well because I was informed on the facts about the homeless people in Jonesboro and how there are so much more than I thought there would be, and there's not enough facilities for the homeless in the Jonesboro area.
According to Jody Cherry, more women than men participate in Volunteer ASU, and the group is seeing an increase in the number of international students who are in the organization. Mai Nguyen is from Vietnam and has been at Arkansas State University for 2 years. She says Volunteer ASU helped her get acclimated to America.
When I came here in the first semester, I was so shy, and I just came to the class, and I didn't know anybody else in the class, even though it's the person who sat next to me. I didn't know her name, and I didn't talk any word. And I just know the class and my room. That's all I know in here. And in the second semester, I thought that I need to do something else. I need to learn. I stay here, and I have to fly half of the earth to come here to study. So I need to learn something. And I recognize that Volunteer ASU bring a great chance for me to study, to learn, and to make new friends. And then whenever Jody, she provides any activities to volunteer, I just join there and I just email to her that, hey, Jody, I would like to join this activity. And from that, I almost volunteered every week. And I volunteer every week, and I meet new friends. I met new friends. I learned new lessons. I learned new experience, and I feel more confident. I feel like, oh, this university was awesome. I had no idea about that in the first semester, and I would like to volunteer more and more, and I would like to encourage more international students to volunteer, and just would like to tell them that volunteering is a great opportunity for international students to learn English, to learn American culture, and to make new friends.
And she tells other international students to get involved.
I am an international student, and I understand how international students feel when they go to America. First, they feel ashamed when they speak English because they feel, oh, my English is not good. So I feel ashamed when I say something and people don't understand. So they don't want to say anything. They don't want to make new friends with American friends, and they just come to the class. And I just want to tell them that volunteer, they come there to help community, and they come there to make new friends, and people will encourage them to speak English and will make their English better. And second, when they come here, the culture is very different. It's totally opposite to the culture in their old country. So they need to learn about that if they want to stay here for 4 years in university. And volunteer, they will show you what is going on for this event, what is going on in the office, and what people do in the United States. So I just want to encourage international students to volunteer.
And coordinator of student services, Jody Cherry.
I definitely think that students are impacted. You know, first of all, when you volunteer, maybe sometimes you're scared or nervous to go, but you usually end up being affected in a more positive way than even maybe the people that you're helping. And so, you know, your life is changed just because you can actually see how you are helping other people. And so I definitely think that's an effect. a positive effect.
More information on Volunteer ASU can be found at www.astate.edu and search Volunteer ASU on the homepage, or call 870-972-2055. This is Making a Difference on KASU, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making a positive impact in the communities they serve.